This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, and manufacturers of engine water heaters for midgets, sprints, wingless, and all types of open-wheel dirt track cars. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.
Thunder Media.
Hi, I'm Jack LeBrock.
Hi, I'm David Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Chaz Mostert,
and you're listening to Inside Supercars.
From the racetracks across Australia, and here's Inside Supercars.
Coming up on this episode of Inside Supercars.
Yeah, so the first day we drove a Toyota 86, just to mainly learn the track and get our eye in. The second day we drove the New Zealand V8, and that was good to give us a better idea of what our cars are going to be like around there. Obviously, a fair bit different to the Gen 3 Camaro, but a similar tyre and similar handling to, I think, what we're going to expect when we get there.
For that, practice sessions will be, you know, super important. And then, yeah, two 200k races on the soft tyre there. We obviously haven't raced there before, so yeah, it'll be cool to see.
Salpo is going to be different again because no one really knows what to expect or how to set the car up, or they've got no preconceived idea of what's going to happen. So it's going to be really interesting to find out what team sort of goes there and performs.
So sit back and enjoy as Inside Supercars starting now. Welcome to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock, I'm with James Golding, moments before he's going out for his Trans Am qualifying down here at Phillip Island. Just wanted to talk to you, James, that I understand that you went over to Taupo recently and had a look at the track.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, first time at Taupo checking out the track in any car. So I got the chance to drive a Toyota 86 and also a New Zealand V8. Obviously, we're heading over there next week to race in the supercar and just wanted to get the eye in on the track like most of the other drivers have done and get a feel for it. And yeah, it's pretty fun track. It's got a few different surfaces. It's pretty technical and hard to get a good lap done, that's for sure. So I think it's going to be interesting in both qualifying and racing.
Okay. Have you raced at all in New Zealand?
I've raced, yes, a couple of times at Pukekohe, but that's all just in the supercar.
In the last couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, not in any other categories as I was coming up through the ranks either.
Okay. Well, tell us what your experience at the track was.
Yeah, so the first day we drove a Toyota 86, just to mainly learn the track and get our eye in. The second day drove the New Zealand V8, and that was good to give us a better idea of what our cars are going to be like around there. Obviously, a fair bit different to the Gen 3 Camaro, but a similar tyre and similar handling to, I think, what we're going to expect when we get there next week. So, yeah, it's still obviously a lot of unknown heading there. No one's raced there or driven there in our cars before, and there's a lot of elements to the track that make setting the car up pretty complex, so I'm interested to see how it all pans out.
And of course you went across with Tim, your teammate at Newlon Racing, so you're able to compare notes, I imagine, a fair bit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we both went over there obviously to learn as much as we can, and there was a couple of things that both of us found at different points of the track. We were helping each other out and just trying to learn as much as we could while we had our time there, because we've only got one and a half hour practice session once we get there, and it's straight into qualifying.
Okay. I'm right in thinking Tim actually maybe not raced at Taupo, but he has raced in New Zealand.
Yeah, he's raced in New Zealand. I mean, we've both raced in New Zealand.
Yeah,
we've raced each other at Pukekohe, so... Yeah.
But before that, he'd also raced in some New Zealand V8s, hadn't he?
Not sure.
Oh, okay.
You'd have to ask him.
Well, I'll have a chat to him and find out from him. And obviously not your first time to New Zealand, because you've been there before at Pukekohe, but it's a different. It's a tourist town, Taupo.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a lot of beautiful landscapes there. We did get a chance to have a bit of a look around, but I'm keen to get back and explore a little bit more, because it's not every day you get to travel overseas and see these beautiful places. So lucky enough that we've got a race there this year.
Yeah, you missed out on the times we went to Shanghai and Austin, Texas and things like that.
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully they can get some more international rounds back on the calendar next year.
All right. Well, look forward to catching up with you after you've done some laps in your Gen 3 car at Taupo next weekend, and all the very best for this weekend.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Inside Supercars. Tony Whitlock, it's day two. Qualifying for the Trans Ams has just happened. I'm with Tim Slade. But Tim, we're not talking about Trans Am today. We're wanting to talk about supercars. I've had a chat previously with James about your trip to Taupo. As Tim Miles said to me, he said, I've been to Taupo, but I've never been to this place called Taupo.
Yeah. Seems to be mixed opinions on that.
Yeah.
Depending on who you talk to.
Indeed, indeed. But the thing I wanted to get from you, and obviously got from James to start with, was your prep for the round next weekend. And just like to get some idea about, you know, what you felt the track was like. Had you raced there before?
I have. Probably about 10 years ago in a Super Tourer. So
that's what I thought.
Sort of got a, you know, still had a rough memory of, you know, the track. But it was definitely, you know, beneficial to go over and I guess re-familiarise myself with the track. Because it's sort of a couple of, you know, technical little, you know, sequence of corners to it. So, it was good to do.
Okay. It's tight, but at the same time, quite a quick track.
I probably haven't, thought about the actual speed. But, I guess there's some, you know, fast-flowing bits to it. But also, fairly tight for passing, put it that way. So, I'm not sure. I mean, originally thought they've resurfaced a few corners, so obviously a few corners are as good as they can be, but then, you know, the corners that haven't been resurfaced are super abrasive. So
yeah.
I thought
contrast between them.
Yeah, I thought, you know, after our laps at the Deg would be, you know, quite high, but then, you know, some others ran over there after us in the same car with some better tyres, and I don't think the Deg was quite as bad. So I'm not quite sure, but our cars compared to the car we drove over there has, you know, less aero and more power, more torque, so and a softer compound tyre that we're going to run on. So, it'll be interesting to see. I just think it'll be, you know, fairly interesting to see how the whole, you know, weekend pans out, given that it's just the one single 90-minute session. You know, your plan for that practice sessions will be, you know, super important. And then two 200K races on the soft tyre there. We obviously haven't raced there before, so, it'd be cool to see.
Yeah, okay. So there's Tony Quinn was just telling me he has resurfaced five corners, I think he'd said, in total, and has probably got about at least a dozen corners, so there are half of them haven't been done.
Mm.
But he also said there's a new pit entrance, or pit exit, rather.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we've decided to do, whether we're going to run the new one or the old one. That's doesn't really affect us too much. I think it's more of just a safety thing in the worst case scenario. So, that's that.
Yeah, and of course, you were racing in what was the New Zealand V8 Super Tourer category.
Yep.
I remember quite vividly you going over there. I was at the same time going helping a cousin of mine, John McIntyre, who ran in that category as well. You enjoyed that time over there?
Yeah, I loved it. It was awesome going over there. I think it was a really great category, and did it with some good people, with Murph and Paul Manuel and Graham Moore's team. I did it with Graham's son, Richard, and we get along really well. Richard, he's a good steerer, and, you know, we had some good results, and also, you know, Jack Perkins is a good mate, and he was driving with Murph. So, yeah, we had plenty of laughs and lots of fun along the way.
Yeah, I always like talking to Dave Reynolds about it, because he was racing in Carrera Cup at that stage over there, and he and Beardo and Mad Mike the Butcher and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, that was a bit before the Super Tourer
days,
but, sounds like they had plenty of fun as well.
Indeed, indeed. All right, well, Tim, we'll look forward to hearing your comments after the first session over there. Is it a Friday session?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, we'll look forward to that. Tim Slade, thank you very much for Inside Supercars.
No problems.
Tony Whitlock, I'm here with Tony D'Alberto. Moments after he's taken a pole position at Phillip Island for round three of the TCR Championship, the Supercar the Super Cheap TCR Championship. Sorry. I'll get it right eventually. I'm learning. I'm training wheels on, Tony. So, nice bounce back after Tasmania and a disappointment. But, you know, the car's obviously quick here.
Yeah, the car's been really good all year. We've proven that many times. And, you know, we had the opportunity at Tassie to really maximise it. And, you know, we all know what happened there. And we're still a bit disgruntled about that. But this weekend, our focus was just to, you know, regroup and show the speed that we've got, and it's just nice to be able to deliver that pole position for the team.
Now, this car is different to the one you had last year, and it obviously has speed on its side.
Yeah, definitely it's an improvement on the previous model. It's a refinement on the previous car, which, you know, generally when a new car comes out, it's just that little bit better. You know, to say exactly what it is, I don't know, but it just seems to do everything a bit nicer. Today in the race, it'll really sort of prove whether it can last a distance over, you know, the laps. You know, the track, the new surface is really hard on the tyre, and a lot of people are popping tyres. So that's going to be an interesting sort of thing to look for in the race.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know what the time was relative to the previous lap record here for TCR. Do you know?
I think it was about a second half quicker than what we did last year.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was the same with, I was referring to both James Golding and Tim Slade, talking to them, where they are actually having tyre problems in Trans Am. So
yeah, we're going to have to manage it in the race, there's no doubt about it. So there might be a bit of strategy that plays out there with people going slow at the start, or, you know, just trying to conserve, not knowing what the outcome will be. Because, you know, we had a tyre let go yesterday, and people had tyres let go in quali, you know, such a short session. So it's going to be an issue.
And how many rounds is the championship this year?
We've got seven.
Seven rounds, okay.
Yep.
Ending up at the Bathurst International, of course.
Yeah.
And this weekend, what are your tyre allocation here?
We've got 10 tyres. Okay. So we bring those 10 tyres into the event, and bring a front-wheel drive car, you know, we basically leave the rear tyres on the whole time.
Yep.
And we just put new fronts on it. So tyre-wise, it's pretty good, but if you start popping tyres, you know, it really hurts you going into the next round because, you bring those tyres from your previous round.
All right. Well, enjoy today. I look
Thank
forward
you.
To watching
Fingers
it.
Crossed.
And finally,
see if we can
Dave
it up.
Celebrates 200 supercar events this weekend in Te Pau. So he has the final word on his longevity, racing in New Zealand, and, well, about the controversies as well.
So yeah, it's my 200 supercar round, which just means I've been around for a long time. That means I've done 200 weekends in supercars, and yeah, many, many years and a lot of hard work and a lot of positive stories, a lot of negative stories, a lot of highs, a lot of lows. You know, motorsport's a very, very, very hard sport to understand. You know, it's not like a normal game of football or cricket or tennis where you got a 50% chance of winning, you know, because you're playing one other side. In our sport, there's 24, 25 blokes. When I first started, there was 32 of us, you know, vying for a position. So, you know, the chances of winning just based on those numbers are quite low. But yes, I've had a really good journey so far, and I'm going to, you know, continue on with these awesome guys at Team 18. It's going to be a fun 200 round. So it's our first time going to Taupo as a category. I raced there 15 years ago in Carrera Cup, and I remember it being a very hard track to drive, very hard on tyres, quite Mickey Mouse, and there's a lot of like corners that lead into other corners, so you actually got to think about what you're doing out there. But it's going to be very hard in a supercar because the surface is quite old. There are a few parts that have been resurfaced, but as a whole, it's quite an old surface. I think it was built in the 50s or something, and I don't think they've resurfaced it once. So it's a very, very old surface. So the tyre deck is going to be extremely high. So it's going to be a very hard track to set your car up for. One, for qualifying, for doing a fast lap, and then two, for the longevity of the tyre over the race. We've got two 200K races there, and it's going to be flat out. Yeah, so you know, I've done two rounds in this in Team 18, and it's, you know, been really, really fun. You know, the Grand Prix at Bathurst went really well. We had a lot of pace, and the Grand Prix went okay. Didn't have a lot of pace, but ended up fifth overall in the standings. So it shows our consistency is quite good, but you know, we need to work on our car speed. Depends on what track we go to. So Taupo is going to be different again because no one really knows what to expect or how to set the car up, or they've got no preconceived idea of what's going to happen. So it's going to be really interesting to find out what team sort of goes there and performs.
But yeah, you know, we're third in the team's points, which is unreal, and I'm fifth in the championship still, so, you know, it's been a great start. So yeah, I suppose massive sellout crowd for this round. It's going to be huge. You know, anytime you do a race in New Zealand, it's always really big. You know, New Zealand fans love racing. A lot of them grow up with racing in their background, in their family. You know, when you go over there and race, they don't have a lot of other sport. You know, they have rugby and racing. So, you know, racing is a big part of their life, and it really shows every time you go to a track there, it's just welcomed by everyone, and they are very knowledgeable and they know everything about our sport. So, you know, it's actually a really cool place to go racing.
The racing gets underway this weekend as supercars are on the track in Taupo for the very first time. Tony Whitlock's on the ground, and he'll have all the news right throughout our weeks ahead. Until then, keep smiling and bye for now.
Inside Supercars is produced by Thunder Media. Tune in next time for more. Or lock in the podcast on your iTunes or mobile device. Search Inside Supercars. The views expressed on Inside Supercars, including the panellists and guests, do not reflect the views of the network, Thunder Media or Sport Radio. Any publication or rebroadcast of the show without the expressed written permission of Thunder Media is strictly prohibited. Join in the conversation, post your thoughts on our Facebook page, and to ask a question, email insiders@sportradio.com.au.
This program is brought to you by P1 Australia, quality racing components, home of Black TI, bolts, kingpins, studs, and torsion stops. Check out their full range today at p1australia.com.